What up, y'all? This episode of Nightmare Radio Show is brought to you by our eShop and Drop. Hit the link in our bio to shop right now all of your favorite Nightmare Radio Show merchandise. Y'all know it's hoodie season, so we've got the hoodies, the sweatshirts, the bucket hats, and the scullies all for you online. Hit the link in our bio on Instagram and get your shop on.
Welcome to my nightmare.
What a world. You're now listening to Nightmare Radio with Eastia Zack and Brittany Kristen, the Black Culture Aficionado on Direct Access Radio.
On demand, bags on demand. I need the cash on project, nigga, a lottery ticket. I get the best of the bundle, full of the white like it's Iggy. $5 million cash on Wilo, and we about to get it. We're from the north of the sand, though. No name on my hitter. Yeah. Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Yeah. Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Yeah. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks for hitting the link and pressing play. You know, we about to play with y'all all day. Yes. All right, so we are a week out of Christmas. 2 weeks out of the year ended.
Yep. And this will be the season finale of season 2.
Yes, part 1, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. We'll see. Keep it tuned. Anyway, it's been a good week for me. It's been a straight, crazy, stressful week. But I'm so happy to be on the other side of not having to work for a little bit. Right. Lord.
I'm so happy to be on the other side of not having to do virtual learning.
Because
anymore.
It's the bits.
It is the bits. Mm. The kids going back to school.
Yeah, that part. So now I'm working on collecting all my PPE, which I just found out stood for personal protection equipment.
Exactly.
Didn't know that. They had to school me.
So what does PPP mean? Help me out.
Personal protection.
It's supposed procedures. To be like a PPP loan.
Oh, it's a loan? We get money for this?
I think it was a part of the stimulus check package. Something like that. Some people got PPP loans. I know they said Kanye West had one.
Mm.
I've been trying to figure out what PPP means.
Anyway, I don't know.
Going in too deep.
Right.
So, again, this is the season finale of season 2. And we about to get straight into the culture list, which is the wins and the L's in the culture for the week.
Yes, that's right. So let's hop right on in. I'm really, really, really excited about Pixar and Disney's Christmas movie this year. The name of the movie is called Soul. It is the first animated movie featuring a predominantly black cast. The cast highlights Jamie Foxx, Angela Bassett, a few other people. Tina Fey is also in the cast as well. Jamie Foxx is going to be the first black actor lead in a Pixar film. He's playing a guy named Joe Gardner, who is a middle school band teacher.
Mm.
This is going to be a cute movie, y'all. Without giving too much, it basically follows the journey of the middle school band teacher who is in love with music and soul music, and he's trying to, you know, bridge the gap and bring his love of soul into the new age, which I feel like is super relatable.
It is definitely relatable, and it's funny. I hate to be on here telling my business every week, but, you know, we just found out that our middle school director was 21 when he first started teaching.
Mr. Render?
No, Mr. Goins.
Mr. Goins? I could totally see that.
But we always thought he was old.
I think that people...
Out of order, baby.
Look, Eastern playing with me. Eastern's doing that all last show.
I was doing it the show before last. But
yes.
Listen, I got it together.
I think that we have a habit of thinking that that our teachers are a lot older than we think. Because when we're 10 and 13 and 15, 30 seems like old as fuck.
It do seem old, but at the same time, you thinking that your teacher is that age and they're not even that age. They're really like...
younger than that.
Yeah, yo, they could be our cousins.
I'm not gonna call her out because she might listen to the show, but if you're listening, girl, hey. But my 12th grade environmental science teacher, shout out to her. She was fresh out of college.
Who?
I said I wasn't gonna call her name out.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Shotweezy. Hey, Miss Shotwell, turn up. Anyway, Miss Shotwell was fresh out of college. We didn't realize how fresh out of college she was until I went to college, and my resident director was her ex-boyfriend.
Whoa.
And see, it was always, we were always like easy to get along with her. Like,
yeah, she was cool.
One day she asked me where I got my blowouts done. So I told her, this gay man, Dakai, he used to blow me out, girl, back in high school. I told her where he was doing my hair and how to book him. And the next week at school, Miss Shotwell was like, hey, I'm gonna go get my hair done. Did you say that you get your hair done on Thursdays? You wanna go together after class? And sure did. We did.
Oh, that's so nice.
We went and got our hair done. I used to pick her up Zaxby's when I would leave campus to go get my food.
And that was her only year teaching.
She didn't come back after?
No, after y'all left, that was it. I think she went back to school to get to
dentistry. Yeah, I don't blame her. I plan on reaching out to her in 2021 for Skylar's first dentist appointment, actually.
Yeah, she's, I'm her friend on Facebook, so shout out to her. I think she got a new name.
Yes, Drew.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
One for the wins. I don't even know if this is considered a win, but I guess it's something that might be a little newsworthy. For those of you that are interested in getting that COVID vaccine, Uber is going to give you free or discounted rides to the first 10 million riders that are going to get the COVID vaccine. They are really amping up all of the positive propaganda about this vaccine. They had Vice President Pence taking his vaccine live on camera.
Girl, I missed it, but I did catch the replay on The Shade Room. Shout out to y'all.
President Obama, former President Bush, and former President Jimmy Carter all said that they would commit themselves to taking the vaccine. All of this to convince us to take it.
Right, and I'm not convinced. And I don't need a ride to go get it.
And you know, Uber did this. They teamed up with Morehouse School of Medicine, too.
They sure did.
So shout out to Morehouse for getting that name circulating. I don't know. I'm still not here for it. Both of the ride-sharing places are trying to make sure that they do what they can to assist us in getting back to a regular post-COVID life. Lyft did free and discounted rides to more than 200,000 healthcare workers in the month of April and into May earlier this year. So shout out to them, I guess.
Yes, I have a win for the culture.
What's a win, girl?
Girl, shout out to Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of Jeff Bezos of Amazon. You know, she got a great divorce settlement.
Oh, yeah.
And she is making it rain on the HBCUs, honey.
That's a win.
She gave my HBCU, Claflin University, $20 million. And I believe she donated to 9 HBCUs. Clark Atlanta was amongst the list. I don't know who else was blessed, but I know Claflin was.
That's a good deal. I think we talked about it a little more earlier this week, but I wonder if, I mean, because I know white folks out here trying to do what they can do, those that are allies and acknowledge and recognize what's going on out here. But just like they have financial advisors, I wonder if they have like image advisors that sit and talk to them and say, hey, you have this excess amount of money. I know that they're always looking for ways that they can write off these expenses and things like that. But I wonder if they have somebody that advises them, hey, right now, this is where you should put your money. If you have money to spend and you're looking to help somebody, these are the organizations, the initiatives, the communities that really would be beneficial, and this would also be really good for your image because it looks good for you, sis. Calling a spade a spade. We're thankful, we're grateful, but it's a good look, it's a good play.
I feel like there are different financial advisors that advise people on how to use their money and spend their money, and maybe having relationships with white people, I feel like they are trying their best to do what they have to do to make things right in the way that they know how to make things right. And a lot of the ways are reaching back. And what if she wanted to give to HBCUs but just didn't know how to,
right. And
then they are advising her on how to do it? Because most times that is how it is. Like, they will go and seek counsel or seek different things for advisement before they make a decision. And honestly, they win in that category because of that.
But that is that. I mean, regardless, it's a win because the schools, the universities that really need it,
yes,
is going to benefit.
But the test of these HBCUs is, you know, a lot of these HBCUs have always had financial issues. Mm. Not saying that my school has. Looking back at the article, it said that she donated to 17 HBCUs. I want to say it was like $40 billion. But a lot of these schools have like infrastructure issues, debt issues, things like that. A lot of people aren't on the receiving end of, we can bank on this, we can do great things with this.
Correct.
Or some people can have ulterior motives inside of HBCUs. Mm-hmm. There's been lots of financial scandals that have gone on in plenty.
I've heard.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, I've been like, what is Claflin gonna do with these $20 million?
Right.
How is it gonna affect the campus? But Claflin has always, they've always kept the students first. Like,
that is a beautiful thing.
Leave it from Stillman to Claflin, like, you get book money, like, you can go in the bookstore. Girl, I bought me some Beats out the bookstore.
Really?
Yes, it was lit. You know what I'm saying?
I miss all of that.
I miss that kind of.
I also miss the refund checks.
But that's why we in debt.
That's why we are in debt.
That's why we in debt. Panama City Spring Break. We are paying for that beat. That's what we're doing.
We certainly are. And paying for our little shopping sprees down in Savannah Mall, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. But yeah, I'm excited to see what they're going to do with that.
That's going to be lit. So are you ready to transition into the L's, or do we have any more honorable mentions for this week?
Let's get it. Okay, well, that don't sound too good.
So we had a little controversy with our cousins in Little Rock, Arkansas this week. Unfortunately, a black family who decided to decorate their homes in the festive spirit received an anonymous letter from a neighbor about their black Santa decor. Let's play the clip.
Please remove your Negro Santa Claus yard decoration. You should not try to deceive children into believing that I am a Negro. I am a Caucasian. White man to you.
That's a mess. I'm so sad about that because my family, we did everything Black Santa in my household and in my family.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be damned if somebody that was not minding their own business had something to say about me and the decor that I choose for my family and our household.
See, people have been feeling so entitled these days to just let you know how they think your life should be going. Like, please, mind your business.
For sure.
Also, that goes back into the letter that we were gonna mention on the other show about the apartment thing. It was like, you play your nigger music loud.
Oh, yeah.
And you're having sex, you're a whore. Like, mind your fucking business. That's number one. Number two, it's just like the climate of everything going on. Racially,
right.
They feel entitled or
threatened
or obligated to make us go back to the olden days just a little bit. Your Negro Santa.
Emphasis on the Negro. Yeah. So I wonder, do those people that hold those types of feelings have all these thoughts about the Black Santa photos in the mall? Because we only get down with the soft cat Santa anyway.
Really? You don't get down with the Greenbrier Santa? My homeboy Dizzy Daddy used to be the be Santa.
Yeah. See, we was keeping it on the east side.
Her.
Anywhere that there's a Black Santa is where we could find ourselves being. But to be honest, I haven't, I laid on the Santa stuff kind of thick this year with Sky because she was acting up. Y'all saw her on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But my initial intention and plan wasn't even to ingrain that that dependence and reliance and expectation.
Pretty ass taking selfies on my phone and shit. I'm just trying to go live.
Hey. But yeah, I really didn't want Sky to be dependent on that
Santa.
Yeah. Mommy is Santa. Santa got COVID this year.
We about to be called in my house.
Okay.
It's just, it's interesting. I don't know. Of course, I love the innocence that Christmas brings for the kids, and I don't want to take that from her.
Right.
But I also don't want her to build that dependency on this fat white man.
Right.
Because it's your mama and the village.
Well, Santa to keep the kids distracted or keep them, for me, to keep them looking forward to something.
Yeah.
You know, not really more so of a I'm doing it for you type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
So I think in the end, they know that ain't no damn Santa Claus.
Well, I remember, I guess I might have been like around 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And my cousin was really trying to play into the Santa thing for me. He had a Santa tracker, and we were going to, you know, do the Santa trap. But, of course, he fell asleep. And he was old enough to know that Santa wasn't real, but he was still trying to protect that innocence for me. And I noticed that other kids do that, too.
Yeah, that's cute.
It is cute. It's cute. Even though I kind of sort of had an inkling on my own.
Right.
You know,
it's
I think
cute.
It's a part of that innocence. So maybe that is something to protect. But I gotta come up with something else. Okay.
Well, when she starts saying, "Ma, I want the LOL dog,"
and she says,
"I want
it.
This dog,"
she says it now.
"I want that dog."
Every single time
just
a commercial comes on,
be prepared to ho ho ho, like she said.
Shout out to before we transition, let me just shout out to Marvin. Because Marvin has been the Santa in my phone. We have had to call Santa a few times this week just so that Santa Marvin can get Skylar together. So thank you, Uncle Marv, a.k.a.
Hey,
Santa.
I might need to call him.
Yes, call Santa.
I might
Santa.
Need to call him.
He got the
put
good
his
ho,
number,
ho, hey,
put his number down and cash out. We can cash out Marvin a dollar to play Santa.
Yes, yes. Got him watching
that
Santa.
I'm here for that. I need that. I need that. I need that number. Okay, what other L's we got?
All right, so for all y'all that be watching Pornhub late at night, this one is for you.
I don't even be on Pornhub.
I'm not going to incriminate myself.
I don't even be on Pornhub.
Okay, so MindGeek, which is the parent company to Pornhub, YouPorn, and all that other stuff, I really don't know. They are being sued for $40 million. 40 women have been accused, or 40 women accused Pornhub of profiting from explicit videos from a sex trafficking ring that were posted onto the site. So, for those of you that be watching the Tubies, if you're watching any videos or if you have watched any videos tagged by the content user Girls Do Porn, I want you to know that you've been watching underage minor girls that have been kidnapped, coerced, and intimidated to into making these videos for your pleasure and entertainment.
Yikes.
Right. So Pornhub, of course, is under fire because these videos have been plastered all on their website and their affiliate website. Mm. And the people at Pornhub knew.
That's fucked up.
But they were still profiting. Apparently, Girls Do Porn is one of the largest profiting content creators that partners with Pornhub. So they've been doing numbers. They've known about this for at least 14 months. Now, the videos have been expunged and taken down from the website. Most recently, a few videos were pulled down last week, December 12th, girl. So
where are the girls? Are they safe?
I hope so. That information wasn't listed in the articles that I read for this little news brief. I hope that they're safe, but this is not the first time that Pornhub is under fire for posting videos from unverified content creators that are explicit and illicit and abusive in content. Pornhub has been in trouble for posting rapes, underage girls. You know the videos they posted. Well, I'm not saying you would know. Like, is it
I don't be on Pornhub.
But they be posting videos like where the girls, it's like hidden camera stuff. I guess that's the new theme.
Y'all are weird.
And it's really hidden cameras. Like these girls are really going into the bathroom stalls, unbeknownst to them, being recorded. There was actually some cases.
But are they going in the bathroom stall to pee, or are they going in the bathroom stall to have sex with someone who has set the camera up?
I don't know. Let us know. If you watching Pornhub and this is what kind of flicks you like to watch, don't incriminate yourself. You can put us in the DM. We won't call your name out.
Yes, we need to put an anonymous link.
We should, if you want to.
If you have been watching these girls do porn, let us know.
Right. Now, a few weeks or months, I guess about a month ago, there was some issues that came out with Airbnb. Some owners of the Airbnb homes were putting hidden cameras in common areas.
That.
Yeah, and some in the bedrooms and in the bathrooms, and recording their guests engaging in grown people activities.
That's horrible.
Yes. That's, man, Big Brother be watching for real. And y'all nasty.
For real. This, you ain't the only person this week that said something about Big Brother.
Very interesting. Okay. What you got? You got another L for us?
I do. So we had been talking about Lil Wayne the past couple weeks leading up to the election. And right after the election, he was indicted on some felony gun charges. He recently pled guilty on those gun charges. So I'm not sure what kind of time he's going to be doing, because he's already served time before in Rikers. And now recently, he sold the masters of him and his label, Young Money, for $100 million. So when we say that, we're talking about the masters of Nicki Minaj. We're talking about the masters of Drake. We're talking about the masters of himself.
He stole them back?
He sold them.
Oh, he sold them? He sold Drake and Nicki's masters?
Whoa. I wondered if he consulted them about it first. Like, hey, I'm gonna sell it for 100 M's. I'll give y'all 25.
How do you feel about selling your masters as an artist? Because, you know, Tony been dealing with this for the duration of her career.
I know that recently a lot of artists want to be going that independent route for the sake of that, of having the ownership of their masters. Because look at this. Even I think Taylor Swift's ex-manager sold her masters this year too.
I remember that.
And these are big stars.
Major. And Taylor Swift's catalog is definitely worth some money. I can't even hate on her.
What I'm not educated on is the difference in pay from owning your masters and from just being on the split sheet. You know what I'm saying? So you get a percentage from the song for being on the split sheet, but what is the difference in percentage of you owning it? So, you know, you're on the split sheet and you own the record.
I think that's what happened with Prince, too, back when he was going by the artist.
Yeah, we're going to get some music experts in here, because I know some of y'all artists need to know these things, too.
Coming in season 3. We got
coming season 3. We got
Add that to the list.
And with that being said, we about to slide into this next mix.
Don't sleep. It's a couple hundred, man, no thousand. This bitch want to fuck me, but I charge by the hour. My neck and my wrist the in the shower. Like, how the fuck you growing up and baby say you childish? My young bitch, you're watching, now she wildin', stylin', profilin'. You bitches can't devourin', I'm Cliflo Dollar smilin'. We somewhere on the island, vibin', balls smell like powder. Fuck it, take it to trial. Take this shit to motherfuckin' try. Take this shit to motherfuckin' try. Like, hey, came in snatching. I don't know. No point in asking. I was on bleeding, stuck like a man.
it. Bitch ass nigga, I shoot at your mammy. Need to sit down if you can't stand me. I done tell down, I up my standards. Take it to trial, get an appeal, take it to trial. Yeah, you can waggle, no back and forth. We don't turn wrestle. Pay for the cash, get it just if we whack em.
My young niggas pulling up Bentleys, Aston Martins, Rovers and Teslas. Strap with a FN, choppers, carbons, no some stubbies. Got ice, not in the fridge, not in the safe, look like treasure. We fuck, have a lot of sex, and I hear feel like pleasure. Shawty super stubby, suck that Berkey out that deep. Your back came with curtains, and I still ain't got it tint. Got some slimy and shady, that ain't wavy like my clit. High in alterations, did that European stitch. Niggas get hit, got me a up list. I quit to switch topics, no way I can snitch. Watch me wet that bitch, pop him like a sis. Got with the assist.
Take this shit to motherfucking trial. Take this shit to motherfucking trial. Take this shit to motherfucking trial. Take this shit to motherfucking trial, yeah.
What other station you know with direct access to?
What up, man? It's your boy DJ Dave. Right now, you're listening to the Bum Mix right here on One Nightmare Radio, Direct Access Radio. Let's go! The Bum Mix!
Direct Access Radio.
That beat knocked in, I get offended, I get the Mac in the face. Lambo new drop, right outside, I put the Wraith on the brake. Just got brand new keys, making my way on a Jake. Fuck boy talking that tough shit, talking that fuck shit that he won't say to my face. Put a little twist in the fender, white bitch sucking my dick in Atlanta. Did it so good I had go get the camera. Ain't no MC but she gon' get this hammer. She won't get nothing from me, I ain't Santa. Hannah Montana, I get that coochie off Gucci bandana. Took her right back like Shaq, I knew that coochie was slamming. All red jacket like Thriller, feeling like hit me. All the chat boys can't stand them. Ask no question, I ain't doing no panel. I just walk out the mall with the bag. I just don't need to call out no tag. I'm just calling up so she can come witness the check when I sign and say, hey. I heard you paying the fucker. If I pull up, I promise she fucking for free. I finna fuck her, then duck her, then send her back to you, cause niggas ain't fucking with me. I might just fucking do. I got the stacks and they tuck to the T. Shorty be touching on me. Riding and climbing and sucking and touching on D. I just got D and no love for a freak. She got a fee, but I ain't paying no fee. I couldn't fuck and she's spraying on me. Bitch, don't be playing no games with me. Woo!
Keep this shit a stack. Get my money, make it swift. 20,000, 30,000, fuck it, make it 50. Niggas talking down, they just hate me cause I'm jiggy. Walk inside the club, throwing money like a frisbee. Keep this shit a stack. Get my money, make it swift. 20,000, 30,000, fuck it, make it 50. Niggas talking down, they just hate me cause I'm jiggy. Walk inside the club, throwing money like a fish.
Put you down, rockin' my denim. Baby, keep suckin', she pullin' my venom. I'm about to bust it. After I nut, don't touch it. Forty on me, I'ma pop, I don't clutch it. Shawty ain't fuckin' and fuck it. I know her man drive a bucket. I'm sendin' shots, better duck it. I know you fuck niggas puppets. See me pull up, I'ma up it. See me pull off, I done did it. Montclair coat can't fit it. Thought I was lackin' that fuckboy shit it. You know I'm packin' little hoe, I'm with it. 10 on fleet. Turned up, I'm geek. Poppin' ain't coming out weak. I just been shopping, ain't coming out cheap. Blue hunters dropping, they coming out neat. Shawty a freak. I watch you suck it, I peep. He better hide when I see. He better slide when I'm geek. I know her pussy get wet when I motherfucking speak. Scamming all week. Running shit, brand new cleats. Pretty bitch, brand new meats. New crib, brand new sinks. That hoe was ugly, I found me a brand new link.
I'ma just buzz in the face. Red bottles, mine don't come with no lace. Kid a pussy, bitch, I'm beating the keys. Quarter million, took it right out the chain. Soon as I pull up, the Lambo swerve. 10 bitches stuffing me in a Suburban. She fucking out the rib, I know that for certain. Bought a Rolls truck and then I added the I'ma buy a brand new Link. Told it's right, I keep the cup on pink. She was bad, she got a brand new meat. My wrist the water like a brand new seat. Lamborghini on suicide. Hollywood, I'm getting tough when I drive. Chopping on me, no, I'm keeping the fight. 100 racks on me, why would I lie?
Shit a stack, get my money, make it swift. 20,000, 30,000, fuck it, make it 50. Niggas talking down, they just hate me cause I'm jiggy. Walk inside the club, throwing money like a frisbee. Keep this shit a stack, get my money, make it swift. 20,000, 30,000, fuck it, make it 50. Niggas talking down, they just hate me cause I'm jiggy. Walk inside the club, throwing money like a frisbee.
Direct Access Radio.
The Bum Mix!
Welcome back, y'all. Let's hop right into the political updates. We ain't got nothing new for you because by the time